Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 100.
Woo!
Hi, Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Welcome to the 100th episode.
One, you don't say it with very much enthusiasm.
I'm reading my script.
He's saying it in Mike's speech.
I'm just kidding, I don't have a script.
Break out of character. Read it like you have in Google Docs.
Episode number one something hundred.
Seriously?
Our show is censored.
Since when? I'm pretty sure.
We just started that today.
You're such a liar. Pretty sure we got the NSFW tag in iTunes so people know.
It says explicit.
Oh. NSW?
It just says explicit.
NSFW.
NS.
Safe for work.
Not just suitable for work. I see it written both ways.
I know, it's both ways.
I wish they would just pick one. I hate inconsistencies.
Anyways, welcome to 1 freaking 100. Randy Orvis.
Who already?
I know.
With the intros and... Did you do?
I did an intro, yeah.
He said Matt Fowler. Pretty plain Jane.
Plain Jane?
Yeah.
Is there a draft going on?
There is.
Who cares?
Nobody yet. We haven't got to the Vikings. They have 2 draft picks. They're going to draft Adrian Peterson and Chris Carter.
And Chris Cole.
He's talking about them drafting Monte Teo.
They are going to, and all I'm going to think about is Katie Couric all the time. Why? Manti? Have you heard that?
No.
Have you? It's good stuff. That's all. I watched it today at work.
Did you read Goosebumps book?
I wish I would have.
Goosebumps. Why do those 2 pictures on the second line show up?
Because they have goosebumps. See how those are different covers? Re-released.
Same those 2.
But do you see the 2 different covers on the first line?
Yeah.
For Attack of the Mutant? Make sure it's not 25.
And,
okay, because number 24 was Phantom of the one with the Phantom of the Opera.
I read that one.
Number 20 was that the Howl at the Moon one? Number 20? No.
Werewolf of Fever Swamp.
Oh, Werewolf of Fever Swamp. Nailed
it.
I don't know why we're back on this. I thought we moved on.
Yeah, we've been discussing Goosebumps books. And how Mike used to...
Mike's freakish knowledge of Goosebumps books.
Stay out of the basement. Oh, man, this just makes me want to read them all again. Now I'm looking at the list.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
On Wikipedia. Deep Trouble. Scarecrow Walks at Midnight. Yeah, Phantom of the Auditorium, Attack of the Mutant. Matt's favorite, How I Got My Shrunken Head.
Good one.
I know. They got weird, though. Like, How to Kill a Monster, that one's weird. That's in the 40s, though. Moving on.
Welcome.
Whoa.
What?
April. Do you want to... What? It's April the month. No, there's April. The person is in chat.
Went to school with her.
But she used to always be around. Then she went and had a kid and was gone for a while, and now she's back. Kid in hand.
Probably.
Literally?
Probably. Just teaching it how to be.
Anyway, welcome to episode 100, where who knows what'll happen. Besides, apparently now we're drinking, so that means Matt's going to have to fill in the dead space while we drink.
Yeah. What's in today's news, Fowler? Give him a little glimpse. Hold up. Would you like to do a little cap for them?
I think he's got it.
I have it here.
Oh, all right.
He's involved.
I have it here. Details. Just bring him up to speed. What are we going to discuss today, Fowler?
Just run down the list.
Yeah.
Be a little Twitter news.
Nice.
some Apple news, Netflix, Microsoft, Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut made it. Nice.
It's good.
I'm always excited to talk Pizza Hut. Windows, Xbox.
You don't have Xbox Live, do you?
No.
I'm going to need it now.
Be ordering Pizza Hut. We're going to wait for the rest of these for a little later, I think. It's going to be worse, though. So anyway.
Let's bust it up, because Fowler doesn't know crap about this.
He knows lots of crap. He checks semi-regularly.
I do.
All right. So, hey, are you a tweeter? Are you a Twitter?
Yeah, I like to watch the Twitterverse.
Did you see what's happening? Did you see this tweet came out?
I don't actually follow AP, so.
Do you know?
No. Oh.
Associated Press.
Associated Press. Their Twitter was hacked.
Hacksword.
But how only long? For like 2 seconds. They only got one tweet out.
Enough to post one tweet before the account was suspended by Twitter. What did the tweet say?
It was letting the people know that there was an attack on the White House and President Obama had been injured during this attack.
Bomb.
Breaking. But you know how you know it wasn't AP?
Because
breaking wasn't in all caps.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's all you know.
Story.
Although the next hacker will obviously know that.
Newsflash. Capitalize.
So, in the time that this one tweet went out, the stock market tanked. Based on this one tweet. Like, literally, like, you can watch the graph like this, and it goes whoosh.
Oh, hey, asshole.
What?
Wanna turn on my microphone?
You're just fine.
You can't, it's turned off. You are such an ass. Why'd you do that?
I just never turned it on.
Oh. Good thing we've got people telling me that they can't hear me.
Well, now they can hear you.
Yeah. God, they missed everything.
No, you were yelling.
That's good.
That's why I could hear you just fine.
I hate you.
Anyway.
Anyways, so the market tanked. How long did it tank for?
Just like a second.
It was funny seeing the graph, because it was like, you know, like it's normal little kind of bumpy road, and then it was just this solid, like straight spike down for like a 30-second blip, and then after that, it was right back up to where they were trading. Oh, ouch!
Sick burn. yeah, it's insane the level of power that one tweet could carry.
That's yeah, isn't it?
Like,
it would have been funny if the account didn't get suspended, because think how much that could really ruin.
Or it makes me really curious what happens if America really does get attacked. Like
America.
Although war is always good for the economy. Well,
it's true.
War, sort of. A real war, not like a war where we're just hanging out in Afghanistan spending a bunch of money. But we don't talk politics here. So moving on. Twitter then
unless,
went ahead.
Unless we're going to talk about the...
Twitter went ahead and added two-step authentication.
Fiscal
cliff?
Cliffhanger
thing? So Twitter went ahead and joined the club of two-steppers. And so now you can authenticate with two steps.
Well done.
Thank you. That way, you're less likely to be hacked.
Hacked.
Should probably look into that for the Bleak Geek Movies account. I know a lot of people are trying to get at that.
Oh, man.
Go ahead and follow them at Bleak Geek Movies. There's not a lot of Apple news, but toward the end of this podcast, we're going to go through our favorite 100 Apple stories. Because it's episode 100. Do you get it?
Really,
no?
You look pumped.
Yeah, super pumped.
I'm so excited.
So Apple announced on Wednesday the dates of WWDC, which is like June 10th through the 14th or something. I didn't put it on here, but that's my guess. And I'm pretty sure that's probably accurate.
We'll say it.
So they said in unusual fashion, normally they just go on sale for the tickets and they don't tell anybody there's a pre-sale. But this year they told everybody a day ahead that they're going on sale tomorrow, which was today.
How many tickets do they have?
A lot. I don't know the actual number, but I know their tickets are $1,599 for one ticket.
And it sold out in?
Less than 180 seconds.
I don't know why they didn't say less than 3 minutes.
Well, because I saw a lot of reports that said in 2 minutes, and then I saw one that said 180 seconds, and so I just went with the higher number. I saw conflicting reports between 2 and 3 minutes, but still crazy. Super crazy taxi. And so a lot of people were obviously trying to buy tickets at the same time. Because I'm sure they have to have it sell a ton of tickets, because it's not like it's at a small place. It's at this giant conference center, right? And they have conferences all week, and so a lot of developers are left out, which always happens every year. People are mad. And now there's this alt WWDC going on across the street or something for, like, you know, other people. Plus, they're streaming a bunch of the things live when they do them, because they have a lot of conferences for developers to, like, to learn how to do Apple stuff, like, to help learn how to program for both iOS and OS X. But just in general, yeah, it always sells up fast. And in also in odd Apple form, because normally they don't say anything, even though we all kind of know it's coming, but Phil Schiller actually confirmed that there will be new versions of OS X and iOS available at the conference, which is always understood, but it never... Well, last year OS X actually came out before it, and iOS kind of took the main stage, so it's kind of interesting. So we will see what happens. And of course, that's our busy time of the year, because Google I.O., I believe, happens right before that, and then now there's a Windows conference around there that nobody cares about, because who cares about Windows these days? You know what I mean? Windows. So anyway... That's WWDC.
Yay!
Apple also announced their earnings for the year, which was... It actually beat Wall Street's expectations, which was not what I expected. Because everyone was like, oh, they're never going to sell. They're going out of, you know... They're kicking the bucket. They're old school. They're old. They're losing their groove. But that's not what happened. So they made a lot of money. The iPads were the biggest increase. They had 65.25% increase year over year. They sold 19...
Year over last year.
Yeah, year over year.
Okay.
So 19.5 million iPads were sold this quarter. Does that seem crazy?
Yes.
That's a lot of iPads.
That's a lot.
Although iPhones only grew 6%, 6.6, with 37 million sold. And Macs were down... And iPods were down, obviously, because they go down every quarter now because...
Well, a lot of people are using just their phone now.
Because their iPhone is an iPod, and... Yeah.
Still looking to buy an iPod.
Although Mac sales were down, they weren't nearly as horrible as all the PC sales were this quarter, so...
Oh, look at us.
They're way better than those PCs.
Bad effed.
They made $4 billion just from iTunes. That's pretty cool. Their big increases were in China, though, but in general, and Tim Cook actually said that they had some stuff coming in the fall, so look out.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
Look out, they're going to enter some new markets. What could it be? A watch or a TV, maybe? I don't know. Maybe it's a brain cap.
I'm over it. Talk about it when that day comes.
Yeah, it's weird that they're, like, saying things, though. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. They made a lot of money still, and if you see any charts, I don't know why people don't
sell their stocks them. Didn't really go, I mean, their
they didn't drop. Their stock, oh, their earnings didn't really increase?
Yeah.
Well, last year, or last quarter was their holiday quarter.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
So they're always their peaks. Like that graph that I sent you.
I know,
like,
that was funny.
Broop, broop. You can always tell where the holiday quarters are.
And it's like, it's not like you can consistently keep on selling the products. Like, I don't, like, some people, like, with the new iPad, like, if you bought a new iPad, like, the hardware is awesome in it. Like,
you're not going to need a new one for what? Like,
right. I mean, the fanboys will buy it just because, but that's such, I feel like that's such a small.
Well, and they're like, oh, growth is slowing, but isn't that a testament to your product then? Like, right. Your products are lasting. Like, I mean, we talked about it all the time. Like, yeah.
Exactly. My plan is not to upgrade this for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. There's nothing that you need it for.
What if it has a flamethrower, though?
What if it has a laser that lights Randy on fire?
Oh, I'd buy one. So I can defend myself.
What if it had a button where you shoot flames from your head? We are Sven! No?
Wait, from your head?
Yeah, because you're a dinosaur.
Yeah, because you're a giant mechanical dinosaur.
And your office is in the head.
Oh, nice. Can you buy those? I want to buy one.
GNB. Your first choice in banking. So anyway, that's really all the Apple news for the day, so that's kind of fun, right?
Yep.
They made a lot of money. They're going to increase their buyback now. They're going to buy like $100 million of their stocks back or something. I don't know. Maybe if you're an investor, you care.
I did see that they were holding off on their spaceship headquarters, though.
Oh, they're lessening it. Oh, they're going to build two, like a big one and then like a mini one. Now they're holding off on the mini one.
They're like, I guess our earnings, we don't have enough. I mean, we only have
a gajillion dollars in the bank. Less, it's a...
Yeah, a gajillion.
We're 100 million short of what we thought. Only here. Netflix had a very good earnings.
Netflix.
And their stocks rose heavily.
Stocks
following.
Rose a lot, actually.
They had $1.02 billion in revenue. It's a lot. The biggest stat, though, I think, and the thing that I see the most everywhere is the fact that now they have more subscribers than HBO. And they're telling HBO to F off. Basically.
Does it surprise you, though?
Kind of. HBO's like a...
No, doesn't surprise me.
Like
I think
staple of our society.
I think it's... Right, but I think
the
it's
home
more
box
of
office.
It's a salt in the wound, you know? Because HBO kind of held out for so long on even creating just a streaming app. And they came late to the game, and...
They added 3 million subscribers worldwide last quarter. And again, I still sit and think, how does everybody not already have Netflix, except for Randy? But is it because of House of Cards? No?
Yes.
Or
I think the fact that they're adding their
the future Arrested Development series, which is coming soon, because it comes out May something.
Yeah.
The
Which
something
is awesome
of May.
Nicole has Netflix, so I'll be able to watch it.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, or the original programming's helping.
Or is it Hemlock Grove?
Not heard anything good about that one.
Which was viewed by more members globally in the first weekend than House of Cards was. I have not heard anything. Who did that? Eli Roth.
I've never been a fan of his, so.
Did he do Hostel?
Hostel.
Yeah, I wasn't into that.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, Cabin in the Woods.
Fever. Cabin Fever is the one he did.
Could we watch Cabin in the Woods right now?
I have it at home.
So, yeah. Although, today, I don't have it on here, so I'm just going to talk about it anyway. In other Netflix news.
Netflix!
Yahoo signed a deal today to get exclusive rights to the last 38 seasons of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with it? Put it on their front page to drive traffic? Like, that's weird, right? So it's being pulled from Hulu and Netflix.
So riddle me this.
They have an exclusive one-year deal.
Does NBC, aka Comcast, have stakes in Netflix?
I don't know. Or do you mean Yahoo?
No. Does
I don't think
Comcast
so.
Have?
I mean, I'm sure they have their hands in a lot of baskets, but
how can Netflix give the rights for that show?
Like let it go?
Yeah.
They just had a deal, like where they were just getting it, whatever. But it must not have been exclusive. Or
I just don't understand how that works. I'd feel like...
Like they're like, whoa, 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 what are you doing here?
Like,
you can't just
like
take
Comcast
it away.
Like Comcast/NBC would have created a deal with Netflix, and now Netflix is saying, oh yeah, we got this, come on, sample it.
But maybe they're just like, you can use this for X amount of money per views. Oh. Non-exclusive, like...
Fair enough. I get you.
We can revoke it whenever...
Following.
And like an at-will employment.
I get you.
You
that
know?
That makes sense.
And the same with Hulu, I would assume that.
It just seems silly.
It does
like,
seem crazy.
But I'm not gonna. I mean,
like, why would you sign up? But
and like you said, what the heck is
for Yahoo? It's a good move. But
for what?
For how is it for NBC? How is it a good move at all?
How is it good for Yahoo? Even I can't wait to hear all my friends be like, "Oh yeah, did you go to Yahoo and check out?"
It's not even the fact that it'll be on Yahoo; it'll just have Yahoo's name on the videos. I'm sure you can still link to it or embed it like YouTube, like you know, you see the little YouTube on every website.
Right.
I'm sure it'll be the same. It'll just say Yahoo. Because they have the rights, so that's who you have to link back to, so that it shows, gives them page views and increases their net worth somehow
but
through some magical ranking system that people add monetary value to. Did that even make sense?
Except you won't find Saturday Night Live on YouTube.
But I'm using YouTube for an example.
Unless somebody like me uses their phone to record.
I'm gonna get 6-second Vine clips of all. I'm gonna split everything up. I'm just gonna record all of it, and you have to like watch them in a series.
That would be hilarious,
right? Boom, millionaire. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't make any money from that.
Hey, Mike.
Mind blown. Anyways,
Microsoft. They made some profit.
Microsoft. Nobody cares.
Hey, get
just effed. Except Todd Cougar Mellencamp
and Randy.
And Randy.
I don't care about Windows phones. Sorry, Todd. But I do care about the rest of it.
Their profit was up because obviously they released Windows 8 and a bunch of tablets, and all the R&D they've been putting into something is finally coming to fruition, so they made money. 19% more. Their profits are up. $6.06 billion, 72 cents per share.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Up quite a bit year over year, actually. Windows revenue was up 23%. Office rose 8%. Ballmer was probably talking. And then they're getting rid of their CFO. Or I don't know if they're getting rid of him, but he's leaving. Yeah, I don't know. Good job, Windows. Way to make money after. Hey, way to. We're way behind.
Go, Windows.
Way to. Is this like the time with the joke and the
go Jets.
You were like, that was for the yeah.
That's a good one.
So, I mean, the last few quarters, they've really only been making money off Xbox. So, way to make money somewhere else. What, you don't think that's true?
No, I know it. Anyways.
Windows 8.1 is coming soon. Gonna bring back the home button.
Yeah, because so many people freaking biatched about it. Oh my gosh, don't know how to use this. Don't know how to use this.
Where do I go?
Where do I go?
I don't have a home button on my computer.
Hit tab. Yeah, you don't have tiles.
Oh, my live tiles.
Yeah.
How do I know what's happening in the world?
You don't know what's happening in the world. Whew, that was close. That was almost on my laptop.
I know. It wouldn't be the first time. Just saying.
On my Dell Latitude.
Is that a real thing? Latitude?
Yeah.
Come up with that name.
I don't know. It's kind of like getting a Samsung phone.
You know, S-phone. S-phone.
S-phone.
Swatch.
Phones and swatches.
What are they coming up with next? S-scarf?
A scarf? We should finish this.
And while we do that, Matt will talk about Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut coming to Xbox?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you know anything about that?
That you can, like, order through your Xbox.
And if you have a Kinect, you can swipe through ingredients and order it right through your Xbox. Does that seem crazy or what? You better get Xbox Live so you can use that excellent feature.
Yeah, because it's so difficult to order it on the phone or on my iPad.
That's a lot of work to go in and have to swipe with actually touching something.
Well, I know.
You
what
can just swipe in the air.
What unless, if you're in the heat of battle? You're not going to get to your phone. You're like, connect.
What if you were molding things out of Play-Doh and your hands were dirty and you didn't want to touch your phone? You say, Xbox, Pizza Hut. And then you go,
can you
swipe.
The ingredients as you want.
You
like,
can make a smiley face.
Smiley face, pepperoni.
I'm sure you could, but I doubt they'll make it that way because they hate you. Not you specifically. I
no,
just think
no,
they hate everybody.
What have I done to Pizza Hut?
They don't even know if they're open.
That's your Pizza Hut. My Pizza Hut's
it's
good.
Domino's
no, that
anyway.
Domino's. That guy was high as shit.
Oh, man.
You going to get a new Xbox?
720.
Not happening. Well, I mean, I won't buy it then.
You're
Mike,
such
you
a liar.
Still will.
You're such a liar.
I don't know. It would be tempting.
I'm more inclined to get an Xbox than a PS4.
Why would anybody get
I was thinking
a
about how much I don't use my PS3 the other day.
Want to sell it?
I'd buy it.
Get the hell out of here. I'm the one bringing this up.
Ooh, Biddy Gore.
I didn't know it was for sale.
Huh?
I didn't know it was for sale.
Everything's got a price, Matt.
Seriously, get fucked. This is my deal right now.
We'll talk later.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to...
Anybody have money on the table?
I've got plenty of money to buy it, but we'll just throw this little down payment out there right now.
Ooh, $40 on the table.
Yeah, I don't have that much in my wallet right now.
Ah!
Do you have a credit card? I have Square in my bag.
Oh, I do have my credit card with.
Wait a minute.
Where's my corporate card?
That's what I was going to say. I can one-up him.
Thanks, Securian, for buying me a PS3. So anyway, there's a new Xbox coming out. On May 21st.
First. Well, that's when they're announcing it.
There will be...
Do you think they'll release it that day, too?
No.
Yeah, because that would seem silly.
They're not going to release it until the holidays.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're going to have... gonna be released. They're going to announce that there's one coming. They're going to have an announcement that they're going to have an announcement at E3. That's what May 21st will be. Maybe they'll show a controller. They'll be like, haha, PlayStation, we're going to show two controllers. Because the PlayStation just showed a controller. Do you get it?
I heard that their controller is going to be pretty much the same as the old controller.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't matter.
What's wrong with that?
Well, if it ain't broke...
It's like a PC getting upgraded. Your keyboard's still the same.
If it ain't baroke...
But why would you use that as your selling point?
Yeah, like the era. Like when you're Auto Monet...
I get you.
Then you're baroque. Because the controller's good. Do you get it?
I get it.
Oh. So... PlayStation only showed one controller. That's just what I was getting at.
Baroque when you're out of Monet.
There you go. Did you just Google that?
Yeah.
It's what I said, just backwards. Because Monet was Renaissance, right?
It's
so
true.
Then you, anyway.
See how much these people learn from us?
I know. It's just ridiculous. Thank you, Darwin Nelson. Did chat just go crazy?
Yeah.
It wasn't just me.
No.
I don't know what we're talking about. The new Xbox. So they're going to have like a mini showing. I doubt they'll have any real hardware. Maybe they'll throw out some specs. And then they'll be like, that's when they'll allow some developers to really get in, I think. And then by E3, which is in July?
Yeah.
Then they'll have a announcement. Speaking of E3. Nintendo is no longer going to have one big hubbubaloo.
Hullabaloo.
They're going to have like a couple smaller ones, but they're going to be more focused on their prime products. You want to know why they're having to refocus, Matt?
Because they're not doing very well.
Because they're losing a ton of money all the time. And by all the time, I just mean the last 2 years.
They've lost a lot, though, in the last 2 years.
Only 36.4 billion yen.
So $366 million, which isn't that much.
Like three hairs.
Yeah.
Right?
Three and a half.
Three and a half.
Actually, 3.33 repeating.
Yeah. 3.66 repeating.
3.6 repeating. Shit.
Hairs in 2012. The second consecutive annual loss for the company.
If you aren't familiar with Bleed Geek Talk, a hair is roughly $100 million.
Approximately. Yeah, they're not doing good. You want to know why? Because they're stupid. Do you want to know why they're stupid? Sell Nintendo on iPhone and Android. Did I say Nintendo?
Yeah.
Sell Pokemon on iPhone and Android. You will make a gajillion dollars overnight.
They won't make a gajillion.
Even the...
Think of all those classic
There was a fake app that was a Pokemon app, and they made a ton of money in a day before they got removed. And it was fake. It was fake. You just get Ash running through town, trying to catch them all, and you're golden.
Like the gold version?
No, you're just golden because you're making a ton of money. You're Scrooge McDuckin' it.
Scrooge McDuckin' it.
I mean, the DuckTales game then.
Well, yeah, sell that then. We probably have the rights.
Chippendales.
Make your own emulator. Make your own emulator for iOS.
That seems stupid.
And Android both.
There is one already out for
congruently.
Android.
I just play on my computer now.
Yeah, but if you had that on your phone, would you play it?
Oh, definitely.
Would you play Spiritual Warfare?
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Yep.
All the time, right? Throwing fruit of the Lord.
Fruit of the Spirit.
Fruit of the Spirit. On the heathens, the sinners.
You didn't finish yours.
Yeah, not yet. I was too busy talking all the time.
I'm sorry.
That's my fault, Randy. I didn't fill the airtime.
Yeah, you got it.
I'll take the blame.
But digital downloads are going to become supposedly part of their deal. And actually, the Weverse did come out on something today. Probably iOS and Android.
I didn't catch that.
I saw that they were releasing it. They're making their digital presence. But they're going to try to focus. They cut down. There were some shakeups in their uppers. I'm not going to say any of the names because they're all Japanese and I'll just slaughter them. I would slaughter them regularly, I suppose, right now. But... They're like slimming down to narrow their focus, and they want to get back to some of their core games. I mean, just put out Zelda games. That's all you need to do. Maybe
Zelda
bring back
Mario.
Maybe bring back some Metroid.
that'd be awesome.
It's been a while since there's been a Metroid game, I feel like.
What was her name?
Samus Aran.
Aran?
Yeah, something. Yeah. Something Middle Eastern.
That game was so awesome.
It was.
Which one? The original?
Yeah.
I really liked
Super Metroid was quite good.
I really liked Metroid Prime on GameCube.
Yeah, I never played Prime.
Which
there
seems
was three of them.
Well, right, but I only really played the first. I played a little bit of the second one, but it just wasn't quite as good. I didn't feel like they tried to. If it ain't Baroque.
Nice one.
But anyway.
Moving on up.
They really just need to put their games out.
Yeah.
I mean, you make fun of me for saying Pokemon, but seriously, that's where their money's at. And Mario. If you put out a Mario game, I would go buy that right now. You want $3? Here's $3.
What if it was more than $3? What if it was $14.99?
Well, then I'd probably be like, that's ridiculous. I'll give you $3.
That's not that works, though.
They'd probably still make some money, but they'd be...
They're not going to charge $3 for a Mario game.
Well, then they're stupid.
What's like a... A decent app price on in the market.
$1.99.
$1.99? That's like high.
Like, if it's more
high
than a dollar,
like 10.
Like there's a couple that are up there. Like Infinity Blade is probably like one of the best made games, and it's like $7.99.
That's so retarded.
Why? That's that much?
That they're that little, but they can charge that much for like an Xbox or a Nintendo game. Like,
oh, right.
Raw prices, you know.
No, I agree. I mean, obviously, they're a lot more robust.
I suppose though, because you're paying for manufacturing and product and.
But still, games are sold digitally now. A lot of Xbox Arcade games are like $15.
Yeah.
$10. $5.
I'll go with it.
Well, except for it's kind of hard because they're in points, and it's like, how many points is a dollar? And it's like, why don't you just charge dollars and stop being retarded?
But their points.
Microsoft.
Maybe they could call their dollars points or points dot. They could call. Dollars points, but
or maybe it's because they keep it synchronized via nation. Then and
they're trying to create Bitcoin.
Oh yeah, except for Bitcoin's crazy.
No,
we should buy
to create
a Bitcoin.
Patty dollars. See, you keep the market going. You know, you buy the money. You distribute.
We should probably
the
be
money.
Having a steak dinner while we talk about this.
Oh yeah, definitely probably should at Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's.
And podcast now and go.
Thus. Seriously, like $3. So $3.99. I'd pay $3.99 for a Mario game.
Would you pay $5?
That'd be my limit. $5.
$5. All right.
For a good Mario game?
It depends on the Mario game.
What if it's Mario All-Stars?
I'll give you $6 for that. Yeah. That's because it's like four games in one.
What if it was like a Smash Brothers that you could play against other people?
Well, that's still like a $3 game. Yeah. And I mean, you add a little bit of maybe some in-game purchases because that's really where people make money.
Yep.
They get you, you know,
like
a
new cool
you
hat.
Know,
you could see like Pokemon just.
And then if you beat somebody,
in.
You could steal their hat or something, and be like, "Ah, I got your hat!" And you're like, "Oh no, I just paid $3 for that hat." And
yeah.
You buy another hat, but that other person has that hat, and they're like, "I just made money." It's like gambling.
Oh, they
I'm
should
like,
have like
this is going.
Digital hats.
They should just have real gambling. That'd be bad. So Arrow. It's a segue.
It's segue. It's coming to Boston.
Boston. Matt's favorite city.
Boston? Because of the Red Sox?
No, because of the Foxborough, Massachusetts, the New England Patriots.
Oh, makes sense.
It's a suburb or something. It's like a little bit over here from Boston or up here maybe. Because Boston, I think, is like right on the ocean.
It's more just the accent.
Boston? Oh, because you don't have an accent? Crazy
is it because of the hoppa?
Oh, God, I hate that commercial.
Maybe that's why they're competing in Boston with Dish, because of the hoppa.
He's got a lot of pent-up anger.
He's got a lot of anger in general. I don't even think it's pent up.
Oh, fair enough.
I feel like I'm a pretty jovial guy.
Mm. Is that like Jupiter?
As he's coming, as he's wearing with a Chuck Norris shirt, forecast, cloudy with a 100% chance of pain.
That's why he's already given up on the Jets season this year.
Because he's going for Chuck Norris instead?
No, because he's a jovial person.
Oh, makes
and
sense.
And it's funny. The Jets are laughable. Moving on.
How do you spell LOL? JETS?
No, LOL spelled LOL.
Nope.
So Arrow's coming to Boston, and more people are going to sue him. That's that. I wish they would come here, because I'd totally hook it up.
I would.
Really? Boxy just needs to come here. They announced they're going to San Francisco.
Amazon. Amazon's creating a streaming box.
Yeah, that's next.
Oh,
Nice segue, Randy.
So segue. No, but Boxy just announced they're going to San Francisco. So now I think they're in like 4 or 5 markets.
Boxy Box.
I know. No one ever bought me one. What's with that?
Bunch of a-holes.
Josh Nyman. It wouldn't really do me a lot of good here anyway. But Amazon, like, I don't really understand Amazon's game here, personally.
Really?
I mean, I kind of do.
No way. After dealing with Amazon Prime on my Roku box, it's a genius ploy or genius market for them. Because the interface through Roku works, but it's not good. And it would be awesome to see a product developed by them for their own streaming service.
But I don't, my problem is.
Is you don't have Amazon Prime?
I do have Amazon Prime, which I could watch on my iPad and AirPlay to my Apple TV.
Right. I can't do that, though.
Which I can watch on my Xbox Live. Does it AirPlay? Maybe it doesn't.
It does. Amazon Prime?
I do.
Go team. Look at us guys.
Which
go.
I can watch on my Xbox if I had Xbox Live.
Yeah, I don't have Xbox Live.
Neither do I. But I did for a short time.
Didn't even plug in my
to check out Xbox. Amazon Prime, and it worked fine. I just don't know that. I think they're too late. It's kind of
like BlackBerry.
It's too little, too late. Like, I mean, there's just so many other options already. Most people, if they're going to, at the people that are already, I mean, maybe it's a bleeding edge thing that I don't see it as other people see it. But I don't think Prime is the main, the video part isn't the main use of Prime for people. I mean, honestly, would you pay solely for the streaming service? No, you pay for Prime because of the 2-day shipping, right? You don't pay for Netflix, so why would you pay for Prime? It's like the same thing. It's the exact same price when they did the standalone, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, if you have one, why are you going to buy the other when Netflix is already prevalent on every other system? It's on my Apple TV. It's on my Xbox. It's on my PlayStation, which I don't have to have Live for.
There is no Live for PlayStation.
There's the PlayStation Network. There's a pro version. Yeah, I know.
You can do everything.
Why are you only filling your own cup?
Oh, I didn't know yours was gone. You're nursing that sucker.
No, again, I was talking. But I just think that Amazon is going to be hard fended for the people that are already in the market, already
what
probably
if,
have a box. Like, you have a Roku.
What if it's Google TV based?
Well, that's different, I suppose. But at the same time, not any better because everybody hates Google TV. Why don't you just buy one now?
The Cube?
Yeah.
Because I was going to look at it to see how much it was.
Because you have a Roku.
Right.
Why don't you just buy an Ouya?
I don't want Ouya. It's a stupid name.
They already have everything else on it.
Why are you being devil's advocate right now?
Because you lied to the viewers 50 episodes ago about buying an Ouya, and you didn't do it. And now I'm calling you out.
You already called me out.
Yeah, well, it's happening again. A reminder, in case they forgot, the wound. It was just starting to scab, and I ripped it right off.
Every 50 episodes, he's going to bring it up.
And then I'm going to dump salt on it. Plus, I don't know what else. That's all there is.
That's no, because I got news.
What do you got?
I got news.
Well, that's not all the news, I mean. That's all I got about Amazon TV. That's really full.
I know, because...
That's the news.
This just
in. Like,
you should probably stir that, because otherwise, whatever, go for it. Go team. It's definitely all on the top. I can see it.
Is that why it's a lot?
That's why it's so clear on top, yes. That's why mine is so clear on top as well.
You can't AirPlay.
You can or can't?
Can't.
And HBO Go used to not let you too, but now they do, which is how I watch Game of Thrones.
Or at least it just doesn't have the little icon there for me.
It does. Well, because it doesn't have it there right now because you're not on a network that has an Apple TV, Matt.
I'll try it at home tonight.
Are you friends with me on Facebook?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Damn. Well, guess what?
What?
They've got 500,000 downloads of Facebook Home.
On Android?
On Google Play.
Guess how much that sells? A lot? No.
No, it's
not a lot.
Because not a lot of people want it.
When,
and there's not a lot of phones.
When Instagram went to Android, guess how many downloads they had in the first 5 days?
3 million or
a gajillion.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's
Have you updated your Messenger on your phone?
For what? Are you talking about
Facebook.
Free calling? Or chat heads?
Chat heads.
I have chat heads. It's in there, just regular app on iOS. I don't think the Messenger app has it, but I know what you're talking about. I do have chat heads. They're kind of silly.
It's like the little circle thing in the corner.
Yeah.
You don't like it? I think it's super handy.
It is when you're like, because is it when you're in Facebook, is it there?
No. It's only when I'm like on my phone. Oh, damn.
Well, then why don't you just have a list? I don't know. That's different.
Huh?
Like,
because
it's always
no, like
on
when
your
I'm,
phone,
when
though.
I'm, when
it's
I'm
always
on my home
on your
screen,
phone.
There's, like, a little thing over there. Like, you can organize them.
Like, right now? Can
no,
it be on this screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't allow that on iOS because it's too locked down.
Oh.
It's only in the Facebook app.
So if I do...
Like, that's why I thought I was chatting with you and telling you... I can't get my phone close because it makes a funny noise. See, did you hear it? You guys don't have headphones on. You get no. it?
I think somebody has... Message me.
Hey.
Once. Message me back, and then I can show you quick.
Hey. Oh, see, like this. Oh, you're not there, because it's in the regular app.
Message me back.
I'm going to in a second. Would you just hold on? Oh, boop, see, like that?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, haha, delete.
Oh, did you respond back?
No. Hey, back.
High five.
So is it on top of your screen?
See?
Oh, see?
See, yeah. You can dock it.
Except
wherever.
For me, it's only in here, in my Facebook app.
Gotcha. So this is what it looks like, Fowler.
He knows what it is. He said, is it that little circle thing?
Yeah, but I can have mine on my home screen.
Yeah.
And then when it's a group chat, it breaks up the picture. So you can see, like, kind of, it's like a little slice of pie.
Does it integrate with your SMS on your phone? Or is that only with Facebook Home?
You can have Messenger integrate with your text messaging, but I opt not to. Just because I would much rather have it separate right now. I haven't had time to play with it.
No, that's fine. I was just curious. If
and then,
it,
oh,
I didn't know if it was
that?
Only with Facebook Home.
What's that? Yeah, F you, Mike.
He deleted me. So we're not friends on Facebook. I think they're not going to.
It's not. There's just. I've seen a few cartoons talking about, like.
You want this?
Yeah.
You have, like, 8 more right there. Sidebar.
You don't have to sidebar it. But it's like Zuckerberg kind of like touting to Microsoft, like, ha ha, or I mean to Android, like to Sergey and just the whole clan over there.
Larry,
maybe. Probably not Larry.
Eric Schmidt?
Right, maybe Eric Schmidt.
They're like best friends, right?
Yeah. How he's like, ah ha ha ha, I'm going to use your operating system to start mine. To take over, you know, so everybody only sees Facebook, and then eventually I'm going to make my own...
Search engine?
App. What if Facebook made their own
search
OS?
Engine?
OS. No, they already have a search engine.
They're not going to make their own OS.
Why wouldn't they?
They can use Android.
I know, but what... But if they could control everything, it seems like it's a...
I feel like they do with Home. Yeah, it's just me.
Anyways.
I think I saw an interesting article that said Google, their problem is that...
They're too uptight.
No, that... Good one. Their problem is search ads aren't only good on search engines anymore.
It's true.
And that's going to be their downfall.
And that's that. The downfall of us all.
That's why they're making cars that drive themselves.
That's why Google's doing all sorts of things.
They need them available
did you see
for
that
a wide variety
bought,
of
speaking
things.
Speaking of Google, did you see they bought another machine learning startup today? Machine learning as in a search engine that was starting?
Wavy? Uh-oh. Hello? Did you just answer the telephone call? I think you did.
No, I didn't.
I think they bought Wavy. Speaking to BBC Radio 4, Eric Schmidt said that Google Glass won't be available to the general public until sometime in the spring of 2014. Mind you, Eric Schmidt has nothing to do with the production of Google Glass. He's just a person that is higher up at Google and says whatever he wants whenever he wants. And apparently no one ever monitors him or gives him his meds. And that's all I have to say about that. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that statement?
As a Google fan, he needs to not talk. Oh, man.
So, moving on.
Do we have to talk about this?
The S4 reviews? Yeah. We don't want to talk about it?
Not really.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just kind of burnt out with it.
The S4 reviews?
Yeah.
The Samsung Galaxy S4 was reviewed. Obviously, the embargo was lifted because I think they go on sale soon or are on sale already.
On sale now.
I don't know.
No, they go
next week.
Week
early May. Mediocre.
Yeah.
It's a good phone. They don't have a flamethrower.
It's a phone with good specs.
Except for everybody hates that it has a plastic back.
Right.
It feels cheap, apparently.
I don't know what they want. Aluminum back.
They want the HTC One, from what I hear. Oh, voicemail. Can I listen?
Later.
They want the HTC One.
I know. I really want to go. I need to go look at it.
It's not out. Is it? Does it also come out like tomorrow?
Oh, no. Yeah, I think it's released
early May. No, I think tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
Everyone says, they're going to sell a gajillion of them, but...
Do you think it's crazy that they put LTE in that phone, in the One?
No, I say good on them.
I know, that's what I say too. I think it's pretty awesome. I read an interesting article I'm sure you saw it, from The Verge.
Yeah, you sent it to me, by Chris Ziegler.
Chris Ziegler.
He knows a lot about mobile phones.
That's what he does.
Throwing that out there. And cars.
It was a good article, though.
Paul Miller's coming back online May 1st. It's been a year already.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole article about like what he's learned from being disconnected.
There's lots of it. Apparently he really is writing a book.
It's cool.
It's crazy that it's been a year already.
I feel like we were just talking about it only like a couple months ago.
May 1st he went offline. It's been a year without the internet at all.
That'd be weird.
I think it'd be hard. Like, yeah. He was talking about, like, having to, like, leave places because they were streaming things, blah, blah, blah.
I think it would only be hard, like once you got through maybe, like, the first month and a half, I think that's when it would start to ease up. You know,
what was the 20th Goosebump book? Let me Google it. Oh, I can't.
No, you go over to my stack and look.
I mean...
Oh, there you go.
I was at my house, so we were on the phone.
You go to the library, and you get into the card catalog.
It's after
the
hours.
Dewey Decimal
System. After hours.
Phone a friend.
Then they're using the internet for you, and he doesn't.
What if they have the Goosebumps books right in front of them?
Well, then you're all right.
All right. Can I go now? Can I talk?
Go for
it. You've been talking. We should really... How long have we been going?
10 minutes.
I feel like. Random news. SpaceX Grasshopper. Did you see the video? Mm-mm. It's the first rocket that they've been slowly testing this rocket because they want one to go in space but be reusable, unmanned. And they just set their new unmanned flight height. They went to 870-some feet. And then they landed also. Like, so the rocket went... And it hovered in the air at their mark. And then it set itself down gently back on its landing pad. So they're working on that. So that's pretty cool. I think SpaceX has a really huge... They have a really bright future ahead of them. I watched an interesting documentary maybe 2 weeks ago about a guy who's been 3D printing different gun parts.
Making a gun?
Yeah. And he...
Matt's got a 3D printer at home.
He just came out and said that he is ready now to print a handgun. Like, he's been building, like, the main body for an AR-15, like an assault rifle. And he's been through, like, 15 revisions of that. And he just got his license to be able to sell the bodies online now. But the fact that somebody... I mean, he's made... his stuff all pretty much open source, so anybody can just download it and send it to their printer if they want. I'd mentioned Google had bought another... Well, we already talked about that. What are you doing?
Nothing.
That's my cross pen.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's super expensive. Did you hear Pirate Bay? About Pirate Bay?
They're in Iceland?
Yeah. They got a new home. They found somebody to host their stuff. What are you writing?
Nothing. Notes to myself.
What are you writing? Can I see?
No.
All right. What are you writing?
Iceland.
And then, are you familiar with Betaworks?
Betaworks, yeah. Dig.com.
Yeah. Did you hear what else they did?
They
just bought Instapaper today.
Really?
Yeah. You don't believe me. Randy knows something Mike doesn't. Say what? Google it.
I can't. So anyway.
How much?
They haven't said yet. But it's happened.
Marco Arment.
So it is Marco Arment, by the way.
Did you just know that? Yeah, because he helped create Tumblr. And then he created Instapaper, and then now he does the magazine, which I also subscribe to.
So I think
and I follow
that
his
is
blog.
An awesome purchase for Betaworks.
I need to get a job at Betaworks.
They've got a good future. I mean, I was kind of like, what are these guys doing with Dig?
They also
and
own
the
Bitly.
Revision. Yep. So, I don't know. I think Instapaper
tech podcast.
So what? $5 app? $4? $3? $4?
It kind of fluctuates. It's like $2.99, I think.
We'll go with $2.99. Awesome app. And I think it's awesome that they purchased them. I think they've got a bright future ahead of them as well.
And he's just like, I know something Mike doesn't. First time that's ever happened.
No, I am, because you're like all about your feeds and following everything, and you're like, oh, check me out. I know.
I had to fix the lock earlier.
Ah, sorry. So, that's pretty much what I got. I'm just gonna stick with that. This drink is way full still.
Yeah. Thanks for listening for 100 episodes.
100 episodes, yeah.
That's 99 plus 1.
Pretty crazy.
The third we've entered the third digit.
We're coming up on 2 years.
We should probably talk about that too.
Oh yeah.
Probably not tonight though.
No, but I feel like we could have awesome ideas tonight.
I'm an idea man, and I think your GD negativity is
change your
all I wanted was a GD Twinkie.
Our label on iTunes self filtering like that.
Oh, take the explicit away in case I say fuck or shit or damn.
Yeah, since we don't use those words here, we just get rid of it.
Or butthole.
I think that's allowed. Anyway.
Anyways.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for...
If you haven't already, go listen to our previous 99 episodes.
In one city.
Episode 7's not there. Let's not talk about that. Really like 99.
Thanks for following us. So if you've been here since the beginning, and to the people who haven't, thanks for listening anyways.
Check out our Facebook.
We've been doing it for coming up on 2 years and still steamrolling through them. So.
And we've branched out a little with both the Point After Attempt and Bleak Geek Movies.
Point After Attempt is fantasy football related.
Bleak Geek Movies, self-explanatory.
What is it about?
Movies?
Xbox.
He-Man. And about how Good Day to Die Hard sucked.
Yeah, it did. Why do you have to keep bringing it up?
I didn't bring it up during the movie's podcast, see?
I know.
It was like a delayed reaction.
It's kind of like the Jets.
Right.
Makes
They're
sense.
Bad.
Just stop coming.
So if you want, follow us on our many different social media sites. You can find us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/WeedGeek.
You can follow us on Tumblr.
bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
You can follow...
Tumblr just updated their iOS app to share to Facebook and Twitter.
Really?
Anyway.
You can email us.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
You can give us a phone call.
406-794-3357 or 406-79-GEEKS.
Or, if you would like, you could follow us on the Twitter.
At Bleed Geek.
Or you could follow us.
At Bleed Geek Movies.
You could follow us individually as well.
At the point after. Time.
I am at The Crandall.
Two L's.
With two L's.
I am at Mike037.
And.
At FowlerFF.
/ at Bleed Geek Movies.
Yeah.
And then.
You've seen Jurassic Park.
Follow us on Instagram.
It's the same. You're Foul Matt.
Unless you're Foul Matt. Or you can follow me on Tumblr. I forgot that. Crandall.tumblr.com. So, with that, that's our 100th episode.
For the record books.
High fives.
That was so good!
Oh, man.
That was quality.
That was awesome.
Thank you for listening. I'm at Mike. 037, my girl.
I am at The Crandall, Randy Orvis,
Matt Fowler.
Have a good night.
100.